Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Vernon VJ Husky, back in the TireRack.com studios. And we are 1 week in to our Summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes. That means that Fox Sports Radio and TireRack.com are giving away a set of 4 brand new tires that are valued at up to $1,500, y'all. A winner will be picked on Sunday to win a set of 4 tires plus installation, taxes, and fees valued at up to $1,500. You can enter daily, and that gives you a new entry into the contest every single day at foxsportsradio.com. And, of course, that will boost your chances of winning. And after this week, 2 more winners will have a chance to win through August 27th for a set of 4 brand-new tires. To enter and get the rules, visit foxsportsradio.com. It's all sponsored, of course, by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we got our man Vernon VJ Husky filling in for Rob Parker.
Yes, sir.
You can check out VJ every Saturday right here on Fox Sports Radio on the Martin and VJ show, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, and they bring fire.
We get so busy.
Check them out for sure. You won't be disappointed. Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com is coming up at the bottom of the hour. But for now, VJ, let's go to the NBA.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of guys have been releasing top tens lately.
Yeah. I saw Dr. J's.
Dr. J left out LeBron. My goodness.
I thought of you first. I thought of now, you and look, Nick Wright first.
LeBron is my man. Like, I got him second.
I know you do. I know you do.
And I told Nick this on TV the other day on First Things First. I thought there was it because he said, oh, you biased about, you know, Jordan because, you know, you grew up watching. I wasn't a 7-year-old when I was watching Jordan. Mm. I was in high school junior in high school when he entered the league.
I'm a grown man.
So I was, most of it, I was a grown man for most of it, right?
Yeah.
But there was a time, VJ, when I did think LeBron would surpass Jordan and become the GOAT. It was really his first stint in Cleveland.
Okay.
You know, and I thought, I didn't criticize, I was one of the few nationally that didn't criticize him for going to Miami. He needed to get some talent around him. But I did think.
Was that during the LeBron Broussard days?
Yeah. I'm not sure what you mean, but.
The nickname, whatever, Broussard or LeBron Broussard.
Is that what they called me? I didn't even know that.
Really?
Nah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Well, Skip would call me sometimes when I was on First Take with him, LaCris.
Well, he called.
Which I have to admit was good.
He calls him LaShannon, so the love works for him.
I was the first.
Okay.
I was the first he labeled it. Because I was close with LeBron, did a lot of stories on him.
Yeah.
Probably did six cover stories
on
him for ESPN Magazine. But anyway, I do think, I thought, is he selling? I thought he was selling himself short by going to Miami. Because I really thought, now obviously he didn't look good in the playoffs against Boston his last trip there, you know, last stint in Cleveland, or his first stint, but, you know, last game or series. But I thought LeBron was good enough to eventually lift that Cleveland team to a championship. And had he been able to do that, you know, who knows what his career would have held.
The narrative would be different.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been taking the Jordan route. You know what I mean? Chicago was a mess when Jordan got there. It had always been, essentially. And he obviously turned him into a dynasty. So I thought LeBron was going to do that and could have done that.
Yep.
But, you know, he went to Miami and he won. But anyway, I got him number two. Doc didn't even have him in the top 10.
I saw.
I think with a lot of the older heads, they do hold kind of the, you know, look like you stacking teams. You know, Durant, LeBron, I think they hold that against him. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I don't know what else it could be. But Shaq released his top 10, and I want your comments and your thoughts,
okay.
DJ.
Yep.
So the first team, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Shaq himself, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second team, Steph Curry, Allen Iverson, Tim Duncan, Karl Malone, who also made Dr. J's top 10. So he's getting a lot of love this week. Isaiah Thomas, the legend.
Zeke.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Cat.
So what are your thoughts?
It felt like, let me get the surefire ones in first team, you know, the first five. And then let me pay some homage. And let me give some love. And then, let me pay some out. Karl Malone, and I will say this, for whatever people think about him, and we don't have to reverb his personal stuff. Everybody know it by now. If you don't know it by now, Google it on your own time. I'm not your researcher. So, but when you think about him, man, you just put the tape on. Chris, I'm a tape guy. Put the tape on. You can show me numbers and all that stuff. Put the film on. He was a monster. And he was he was 82 guy. He was in 82, at least 80 games to 82 for like 14 straight years.
Iron Man, and
would give it to you. Would give you the straight business and improve this game. Remember, he couldn't shoot free throws. He had no face-up jumper.
He became a very good mid-range,
almost like Horace Grant, like that left or right elbow or the free throw line, right? You give the pick and pop right there. Oh, Malone, that's money ball right there. So it felt like I did like to see that because I think Malone gets left off of a lot of lists, but I think that's more personal than it is basketball.
I don't think he's top 10, though.
No, me neither. Right. But
I hear you.
But you put the tape on, you go, hey, this guy's kind of forgot him. It's like Barkley, right? We see TNT Barkley, that's what most people – that's what most people relate to him. But you and I are of the age. No, bro. Go back and put the tape on.
I'm going to ask you this because I don't know where you're at on this. I've caught heat for saying that Barkley and Malone, Karl Malone, but more so Barkley, I think, they're better than Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, they are.
To me.
They are.
And that's not taking anything from Dirk.
No.
Dirk is nice.
He is, but Dirk
he was not better than Charles Barkley and Karl Malone.
No. Charles Barkley was the second best player on the team that was the best basketball team ever assembled, the Dream Team. Barkley was the second best player. He was the second best player in the league at that point. He was behind. He was right there behind Jordan. There was nobody in the league better than Charles Barkley. So that's another guy I think gets left out. But the numbers and the points and stuff don't rack up. But with Shaq's
right,
top 10,
the ring
Steph, exactly. Steph, I get it. But Steph isn't – he hasn't finished play, been playing yet. But when you start to add some of these guys in, you got to tell me you're knocking out. Just 10 I wrote down just real fast. Kobe, MJ, Kareem, Russell, LeBron, Magic, Bird, Wilt, Big O. And then at 10, I'm going to give you three guys and you pick. Zeke, Moses, or Dr. J. So if you're telling me, if you're telling me Steph's in, you got to tell me who you're knocking out. If you're telling me AI, and once again, Virginia in the house, I saw AI play as a junior at Bethel High School.
You don't think Steph is better than AI?
I don't think Steph is a top 10 player.
I think AI thinks Steph is better than AI.
I'm commenting on top 10. On top 10. But so if you're telling me one of those guys are top 10, then you got to tell me who you're knocking out. That's how I do my top 10 list. It's like when I hear a name like Steph, it's like, okay, I'm not going to argue that Steph is on your list, but you got to tell me who you're knocking out. You're taking out Big O. You're taking out, you know, you can't take out LeBron, Magic, Bird, Wilt, Russell, Kareem, Magic, and Kobe. And I mean, Jordan and Kobe. Those guys are clad in my eyes. Those guys are clad. So 8, 9, and 10. You got to maneuver a lot, and I just think it depends on who you're talking to. So I don't agree on AI. I don't agree on Steph. Not yet. Steph wins ring 5, Chris. You know, 3-4 maybe, put some more three-pointers in the bucket, some more points on the board. Then I might have him in my top 10. AI just doesn't have the ring. I don't think you can have a guy in the top 10 in the NBA that never won a championship before. I don't think that's fair. And, you know, who else did he name?
Malone's
not in. And I love Zeke. Zeke, to me, would be my honorable mention 10, but I'll be honest, that's me being a 35-year Detroit Pistons fan. I can admit that. I would slide him in at 10.
I love Isaiah. I used to always say he is the greatest small player ever.
Ever.
Until Steph.
Wow.
Steph's better.
What?
And Isaiah was awesome. Like I said, a lot of people tried to put Iverson ahead of Isaiah. I'm like, nah.
Isaiah
was better. No slight on AI.
God, that's hard for me, Chris.
Steph, man, he changed the game.
He did, Chris.
Not just that. He changed the game. He's the greatest shooter ever. He was the hub. I get it that those two championships with Durant was the better player. But it was Steph's team. He was the hub of 4 rings.
Yeah.
And the best player on 2 of the rings. And still the guy that they game plan for on the other 2 with Durant. And so I do think Steph's top 10. Look.
Okay.
Wilt, the argument for Wilt, and I get it, and I'm actually going to start. Have you watched Goliath yet?
No. Is it
I'm
out?
I'm going to watch one of the, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
I'll check. You know me. I watch all the sports docs. Okay.
But he didn't win much. He obviously dominated statistically.
Yeah.
But and I will admit, man, the losses to Russell, which were almost all the time, they were so close.
Yeah.
Like a few points. And if that happens, it's different. But
if Will had another guy, right? If Will had another star.
Look, in Philly, he did have the Hal Greer. But look, in L.A.,
yes,
he played 4 years with a healthy Jerry West and Elgin Baylor.
And
they got the ring the year, you know, Baylor got hurt and ended up retiring after that. So he wasn't really there for the ring. But they had Gail Goodrich. Like, that was, if he had gone to L.A. and they had dominated, maybe won 3 rings in his 4 years or something like that, he might be viewed as the GOAT. Who knows? But I just think, you know, there was feelings that he just didn't bring it.
He didn't win enough.
Sometimes in the big games.
He was just so dominant, though, Chris.
Nah, like, and that's hard to leave. The numbers were just cartoonish. Like, they will never, it's few numbers in sports that won't ever be beaten. But his or nobody's ever going to come close to averaging 50.
50 and 25.
Nobody's going to score 100 in a game. Right.
Nope.
50 and 25. And then 44 another year at points.
100
so
might get touched.
I hear that. Really?
Yeah, because the defense is just so lax.
I mean, real talk, Chris.
Still,
the closest anyone's been. Now, Kobe in this era would obviously be a much better three-point shooter.
Yeah.
So you wonder, okay, on a night like that when he just had it going, if he hits a bunch of – well, he probably hit a lot of threes that night. I don't –
Remember, he used to hold the record. He used to hold the record for 12 made in the game until Klay broke that. Kobe used to have the record.
So, but that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I will never see an individual score 100 points. Right. That ain't much of a limb. But, all right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and VJ on Shaq's top 10. Magic, Kobe, Jordan, LeBron, Shaq, Steph, AI, Duncan, Malone, Karl Malone, Isaiah Thomas, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Your thoughts next on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Vernon, Vijay Husky, and for Rob.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Parker, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Shaq's top 10 NBA players all-time list.
Chris, we're going to start with my man Gary from H-Town from Houston. Gary from Houston, you're live right now, Fox Sports Radio. The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, VJ Vernon Husky, Shaq's top 10. You rolling with it or not? Yeah, nay, brother. Talk to us.
Yeah. So, like, it's a terrible top 10. I got a much better top 10 than that. Jordan 1, LeBron 2, Kareem 3, Magic 4, Bird 5, Kobe 6, Duncan 7, Hakeem Olajuwon 8, Shaq 9, Steph Curry 10. And then a starting 5 that would destroy his. Magic at the 1, Jordan at the 2, Durant, Bird, Duncan.
Chris, I'll let you take this one.
I mean, look.
I'll let you take this one.
His starting team, what was it, Magic, Jordan, LeBron, Bird, Duncan? I mean, that's hard to argue with.
Bird over Kobe?
I think that's close. I ain't got no problem with that. Obviously, Bird's was a much better shooter, but – Kobe the better defender, although Bird wasn't horrible. You know, he was just smart and could play defense. But a lot of it, you know, VJ, building, like giving your starting five or your top five all time is much different than build the best team like to win a game, exactly, right? Or a series. Because, I mean, honestly, and he's not a top five player all time, but Nick and I were talking about this today during the break of the show. If you're just building a team to win a game or a series, it's hard to leave Steph Curry off.
Absolutely. It's hard to leave Larry Bird off.
Because the shooting.
Yeah.
And Bird did too. I mean, like, you can argue, even though Magic is better than Steph, and Magic obviously was just a winner, but if you say, you know what, I could put LeBron, I could start my backcourt or my perimeter could be Steph, Jordan, and LeBron. That's hard to argue because LeBron could be in like a Draymond Green role, right? Yeah. But much better, obviously. But he could handle the ball. He could be passing. He's can defend. And Steph could play off the ball, running around and shooting. I mean, that's a lot different than just who's the best five ever, you know?
Yeah. The beauty of positionless basketball, Mr. Broussard. That's the era we live in.
And I don't even think that three is really positionless.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, Jordan is a two, Steph is a one, and LeBron's a three. But when they would play
Magic
together, I think that might be the best perimeter. Because defensively, like, I need shooting, right? I need shooting. Steph gives that. LeBron, he's not as good as Magic, obviously, as a point guard. But he can play the point, and he's better defensively than Magic was. And then Jordan, obviously, at the two. Like, it's just, Now, you build a different team. I mean, Magic and Steph would be a hellacious backcourt.
Yeah, exactly.
But not quite as defensive as if you got Jordan. You ain't leaving Jordan out the backcourt.
No, that's exactly. But when you got Steph on the court and Magic, or Steph, Magic, and Jordan at the 1-2-3, because Magic was 6'9".
Right.
So
he just,
you could play Magic.
But defensively, you wouldn't be swarming like with LeBron and Magic. LeBron and Jordan.
You ain't got to worry about stopping people when you're scoring 150.
Well, that's true.
You ain't got to worry about stopping nobody scoring 150. We'll move on to John in Massachusetts. I used to work out there in Walpole, Massachusetts. John in Massachusetts, live right now on Fox Sports Radio. The Odd Couple, CB, VVH, to Shaq's Top 10. Talk to us, man. Yay or nay, or what you got for us?
Well, he's got some omissions in there, but great conversation, fellas. What I would do here is make it top 15, and let me just explain why. Top 10 to me is LeBron, Jordan, Russell, Kareem, Wilt, Magic, Bird, Duncan, Kobe, Shaq himself. The next five would be Steph, Oscar Robertson, Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, and Dr. J. Oh. What you have is five players from each era. Five from the first 25 years of the league, five from the middle 25 years of the league, and five from the last 25 years of the league, and have a round-robin tournament and see who would win. Chris, your point as far as Shaq and Barkley being better than Dirk Nowitzki, you are 100% right, my friend.
All right, that's a good call. And I like that. Thank you. But I like that, you know, five from each era.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. I was texting with a former coach yesterday, and they were talking about the top 75 team, how they felt like a lot of guys from the top 50, the original one in 1997, should not have been on the top 75. Mm. Now, just in terms of ability or whatever, that's true. Like careers, the best – you had some guys on the top 75 that, you know, just didn't have very long – runs of dominance, or, you know, played even before like Russell and Chamberlain were dominant. You
exactly.
Know? So I get that, but it's troublesome. You can't really have guys be top 50 all time and then not make the top 75 team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, that basically what's going to happen, VJ, is every 25 years, they're going to add 25 more players.
Exactly.
And yet you probably got more players from those eras that deserve to be on it. You know what I mean? So It's a tough situation.
It's just like any other list, though, Chris. Somebody's going to be ticked off. Somebody's going to be left off. It's great conversation, and thank you for the caller for the compliment on the conversation. But I look at also, too, like the Hall of Fame also, too, right? Like some guys get in and you go, oh, okay. Like Grant Hill's from Virginia, 703. I saw him in high school at South Lakes. That's my guy, man. I love me some Grant Hill. But you don't have him as a top 75 player, but you have him in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I don't know the exact number, but I'm betting there's more than 75 players in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, okay, but.
And that's the thing, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Kyrie, I think, is going to be a Hall of Famer, not top 75.
Hmm.
You know?
Okay, and T-Mac, and who was it also? Was it T-Mac and Dwight left off?
I don't think T-Mac was, T-Mac was left off.
That's what I'm saying, it was left off that
list. There are a lot of Hall of Famers. Chris Webber, and I'm not saying Webber should have been on top 75, but I'm saying he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Ben Wallace was on the top 75 either.
I think the Hall of Fame,
remember, it's a basketball Hall of Fame, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like,
exactly, yeah.
Grant, you know, college, and he was phenomenal, and we all know what type of career he was headed toward having had he not had that ankle injury, you know.
You want to grab one more? Yep. Yeah, you want to grab one more before Belonte? All right, so let's go to Sean up in Oregon. It's a lot going on up there with them Ducks this college football season coming up. Sean, you're live right now, Fox Sports Radio. Chris Broussard, VJ Vernon Husky, The Odd Couple. Shaq's top 10, man. Like it or not?
Oh, it ain't bad, but it depends on what era you're playing in. So, I hate some of this conversation sometimes because it's like, you know, if you were roughing guys up, they ain't going to shoot too good. I'd like to see how Steph played with those guys. You know, you ain't got Wilt Chamberlain in there. You ain't got Kareem. You know,
he had Kareem, but he definitely went, like, he left out the 60s. You're right about that.
You know, you got to have guys like Robert Parrish in there. Like, they don't
wait. That was a joke, right?
You got to have guys like Charles Barkley. You got to have Parrish, Bob Williams.
With all due respect to Robert Parrish, who was great.
That's the Chief, baby.
He was the Chief. I think I'm gonna help Sean out here. I think Sean means you gotta have those guys like in the paint or in the game to affect Steph. I'm trying to help you, Sean.
And there ain't nobody thinks.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The
Charles Barkley wasn't the very best player in the Dream Team. He averaged 18 points a game. He was
well, Jordan boxer. Was the best player. And he was the leading scorer. I just don't think – I don't even know that I could say for sure he's, like VJ said, the second best player. I mean, you can't go by stats for that team. It was just, you know, it was different.
Chris Mullin hit 14 for 26 three-pointers during that series. Three-pointers, yeah. Like, he was over 50%. You say some of those points didn't matter.
I mean,
either.
They were winning by 50.
I'm about to say they would beat Angola. They beat Angola by 70.
Right. I mean, come on. I could have got 11 in one of them games.
You got 11, like, Chris?
I think I at least could have got five. A strong five. I could have gave a loud five in one of those games. All right. It is the Odd Couple.
Appreciate
Chris
you,
Broussard, Sean. BJ Husky. In for Rob Parker, Foul Affair with J.R. Gamble is next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Foul Affair with J.R. Gamble.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Foul or Fair. We do this every week on The Odd Couple with MLB Bro's very own J.R. Gamble. Special edition is yesterday was the MLB trade deadline, so most of these questions are going to relate to that. And let's just jump right into it, shall we, guys?
And we do need to move a little faster.
Yeah.
See, we're a little behind, guys.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Keep them concise.
That's meant
for JR. JR goes 7 minutes on a question.
All right, guys. The Dodgers had trades ready to go for Justin Verlander and Eduardo Rodriguez, yep. But both players used their no-trade clause to block the deals. The Dodgers did acquire Ryan Yarbrough from the Kansas City Royals. Is it foul or fair to say the Dodgers didn't do enough at the deadline?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, the Dodgers have the squad, fellas, and they're loaded. So the Arizona Diamondbacks acquiring Tommy Pham and the closer Paul Sewell from the Seattle Mariners is not going to elevate Arizona over L.A. Regardless of the team's needs, the Dodgers are not struggling for runs. They're third in the league in runs at like 5.6 one per game behind Texas and Atlanta. They have to go out there and win it. There's no additions to be made. There's no reason why they can't. They have a great manager. They have a winning tradition. They're in the World Series like every other season. Go out there, play the game, and win. No additions needed.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
With some hesitation. I hear you. They are stacked, and I'm not writing them off. Heck, they got the second best record in the league or, you know, in the National League. But I just don't think the pitching, and you see they were trying to get pitchers. And that's what concerns me. I don't know. We know how important pitching is to winning the World Series. I don't know if they have the pitching. I'm not writing them off, but I would have liked to have seen them add something.
I'm going to go with fair. I love the Dodgers.
It's a fair ball.
Yeah, I like what the Dodgers have. Yeah, I'm going to go with fair because I like what they have. Mookie Betts had a little bit. These are the dog days of summer. The Dodgers are going to be fine. I got them in the NLCS. You can write it down with a magic marker, permanent marker. Braves, Dodgers. I think the Dodgers get back to the World Series. I love what they have. They could have used it, but, you know, they tried and teams didn't want to go. So I'm going to ride with what they did. I'm going to say that it's fair. They're good to go.
Yeah, Braves heavy favorites, though. Heavy.
Heavy.
The Braves looking good.
Yeah.
All right, and then staying in the NL West, the Padres did not trade Blake Snell or Josh Hader. Both are said to be free agents at the end of the season. The Padres currently sit 4.5 games back of the third wild card spot, I believe, and they would have to leap over three teams just to get into that third charity wild card spot. Foul or fair to say the Padres made the wrong choice at the deadline?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Look, if I was AJ Preller and invested all that money into a team already and have to pay Juan Soto soon or not. I mean, can you believe this, fellas? Like the Padres have the third highest payroll in all of baseball. I can't believe it. $207 million. This isn't sustainable. They went all in with the Soto trade, gave away some great prospects who were developing in front of our eyes, like C.J. Abrams. There's no move to make. They made the move, and they're pretty much stuck. So no way in the world they trade two pitchers of that caliber with the third highest payroll in baseball. It doesn't make sense. It's do or die. They were going for it, and they have to ride it out. The season's not over.
Yeah, I'm what was the question? Because I'm trying to see. Is it foul?
Should the Padres have sold at the deadline is the question.
I think it's foul to say.
That is a foul ball.
I'm with JR. I mean, it's now or never for them. I mean, they're not going to be young and rebuilding, you know, if they had made those trades. So they got to try to go for it. So I think they made the right move.
I'm going to go fair right here also on this
one. It's a fair ball.
Mm-hmm. Simply put, my number for wild card after August 1st is under 5. If you're within 5, not 5, but 4.5 or in, I think you still have a shot, and I think that's where they're looking at it too. 4 games, you're right. They got some teams to overlap, to leap over, but those teams got games to play too, and you just can't give up your pitching. We just talked about the Dodgers needing pitching and were trying to get it and couldn't get it. We can't now look at the Padres and go, oh, well, you should have sold off on your pitching. I think you stick there at 4 games right now. It's 8 weeks to go. They still got a shot. Uh-huh. Bats got to get going, and you just don't give up your power pitches. So I think it's fair that they did what they did.
All right.
And Soto's getting going.
Yeah, Soto's getting going. Yep. And Machado. All these guys. Tatis hit the home run today. So they're moving.
All right. Rangers starting pitcher Max Scherzer told the media that Mets GM Billy Epler informed him that the next season, 2024, would be a transition year for the Mets, which led to Scherzer asking for a trade. Is it foul or fair of Max Scherzer to leak the Mets business out to the media like that?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Though the Mets have already admitted that this team construction was a complete failure, great. But Scherzer has no loyalty to the Mets in the first place. He fleeced them on the $130 million. Contract, and he's ring chasing right now, like all the modern day legends do. So more power to him. Plus, he has to make it look good, so it doesn't look like he bailed out or quit on the Mets. I get it. So he had to do the Mets like that and leak some info to make sure his reputation remained intact, fellas. So it's a war out here in these media, you know, that in narrative streets. And Scherzer wanted a soft landing for the next time he faced Mets fans.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, look, I'm looking at it as I'm coming in as a reporter. And when you don't want me to say something, you say off the record. I get it. You don't have to say that to a player. But you could be like, look, between us, if the Mets were like, look, Max, between us, when it's not for public consumption, we're looking at 2025. If they did that, then I would think it's foul, but I'm assuming it was just a conversation. If you don't tell him, look, this is not for you to broadcast, then it's fine for him to put it out there.
Yeah, I'm going to go fair also, too.
It's a fair ball. Okay.
Simply put, this is no secret to nobody what the Mets are doing. So you'd have to be Stevie Wonder not to see this. So it wasn't a big secret. Everybody saw this coming.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, JR. Great stuff.
Thanks, as JR.
Always, brother.
Great stuff.
All
Be
right.
Soon.
Yep. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and VJ. One segment of this 3-hour show left. Here's the question. Is there trouble in Dallas? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
RELAX.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Chris,
all right. Yes?
Real fast. I wanted to get to this just on the Shaq top 10. Is Shaq top 10 to you?
He is, you know, I've had Steph, Shaq, and Wilt battling.
Okay.
For that 10th spot.
Yeah. Bo and I were talking about that during the break. I don't have Shaq as my top 10.
Yeah, I mean...
Right on the cusp, but he's not guaranteed top 10.
Yeah. And I think, like I said, Wilt, the numbers are outlandish.
Astronomical.
I actually had Steph in mine last time I did one, and I had Wilt and Shaq fighting for that 10th Take your pick.
Pick them. I got you.
I mean, yeah. So, did you see what happened at Dallas?
Of course.
Practice, right?
Yeah.
Trayvon Diggs, the defense holding down Dak, and Trayvon tells him to shut his expletive up. To me, this is nothing. I think this is good competition. I'm sure they do this all the time, offense to defense, defense to offense, when you get the best of each other. But, you know, some people might think it's a big deal. What do you think?
Nah, no big deal. I'm with you. This is training camp stuff, man. Right. This is what happens because you've been hitting your teammate, you've been hitting your friend, your brother for the last week, right? So you can't wait to at least get some joint practices going or a preseason game going where you actually can go hit a guy with an opposite jersey on. I just think this is just defense is trying to win the day because you know there's a lot of trash talking going on after practice. Defense wins the day, when y'all go sit and have dinner tonight or when y'all go to film session tonight or laying around on the big loungy couches drinking a protein smoothie, you can look over at the quarterback and be like, yeah, we was in y'all today, man. Y'all sucked it. And then you're going to want to go to sleep and come back the next day and win the day again. That's all this was. It's a story, Chris, because the stars on the helmet.
Yeah, and I also think that some people watching it, even sometimes some media members, they may think it's a big deal.
Really?
You know what I mean? They're seeing it maybe they're seeing it in a different context, or they just don't know that stuff goes on regularly. You know, you can have a fight. Now, Draymond and Jordan Poole was different because Draymond, you know, some say it wasn't a sucker punch because, you know, then he pushed Draymond a little, but you know it was darn close to a sucker punch, and
no sucker punch.
That was different. But if dudes have a fight that at practice, that don't mean it's a bad thing.
No, not at all.
That can be a good thing.
Some coaches think it galvanizes the team. They think it brings guys closer together. But even when I play,
you don't want a guy getting beat down.
No,
you know, like mercilessly.
Oh no.
But if it's just a fight,
like Michael Westbrook,
nobody really wins. Yeah, like most times, yeah. Like who?
Michael Westbrook from the former Washington Redskins. Remember that fight in practice?
Yeah.
I mean, that was ugly. They suspended him. Yeah, that was ugly.
Right. You don't want nothing.
No,
like that.
No. You don't want that.
You know, just a fight. You know,
Cam Newton really and Josh Norman. Remember that when he's laughing at Josh Norman? Because Cam is so big and he's just holding Josh Norman down like, bruh, come on. No, I just think you need this in camp. Bill Belichick's the only guy who doesn't like it.
Yeah, and hey, he's obviously had success, but I don't think it's a big deal.
Not at all.
I think they'll be fine.
I think it was also a story, too, because people want to see Dak fail.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
I don't want to see him
Not
fail,
you, but I think there's people that do.
I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, so.
Love you,
Keep
brother. God bless.
Good job, VJ. We out!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.